Chapter 2. Welcome to this evening's program. I'm David Watson, and we have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome Louis Martin, the scientist who will send the first person to Mars. The audience clapped. They were excited. Louis walked to a chair and sat down. The television lights were hot. Louis was nervous. This was his first time on television. We also have Jane Williams, said David. Jane is also a scientist, but she disagrees with Louis. She says we cannot go to Mars because it's too difficult. The audience clapped as Jane sat opposite Louis. The two scientists looked at each other. Louis was now very nervous. He did not know another scientist was on the program. I agree we cannot go to Mars, thought Louis. What can I say if she says we can't go to Mars? She is correct. So, Louis, how is your work going? Asked David. When will we arrive on Mars?
Well, said Louis, we're working hard. We think we can arrive on Mars in the next 2 years. Everything is going very well.
That's complete rubbish, said Jane. It is impossible to go to Mars. We cannot do it. The president doesn't know anything about space. All he knows is money. He thinks money is the answer to everything. If we spend enough money, we can get there. But it isn't true.
Well, that's interesting, said David. Louis, do you believe we can go to Mars? Louis was worried. The other scientist was correct. It was impossible to go to Mars. He did not know how to reply.
Well, of course there are problems, he said. That's why we have a big team of scientists. We're finding the answers to those problems.
That's not true, said Jane.
She looked very angry.
It's not possible to go to Mars. You know it's impossible. The president is lying. You are lying as well.
Why is it impossible? Asked David.
Because we can get to Mars, explained Jane, but we cannot return. We don't know how to do that. We don't know how to leave Mars. We cannot carry enough fuel to escape from Mars.
Louis, do you agree or disagree with Jane? Asked David. Louis did not know what to say. Everybody waited for his answer.
Well?
Everybody was quiet. Everybody was waiting for his explanation.
I said we could go to Mars, said Louis. I didn't say we could come back.